Many of us will see the eclipse, but it won't be for very long. And that's what's happening on Monday. Are you excited? The first eclipse, by the way, to be seen in its entirety in the United States in 99 years. They call it the Great American Eclipse.
Not very original.
It's real. It's in quotes.
How was the last one, Matt?
I don't remember. It's the first eclipse to pass over the United States in the 21st century and the first total eclipse on American soil since 1991, when you could have seen one from the Big Island of Hawaii.
So it's going to last here like 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. That I don't know where this is in relation to Chicago or where in Illinois it is, but a town called Carbondale, Illinois will experience the longest duration, where the sun will be completely covered for 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
So it'll just be dark in the middle of the day.
Yeah, it'll be like nighttime, essentially.
Like when it rains out.
It'll be darker than that.
Yeah, they say it gets like almost to night because flowers start to close and animals think that it's nighttime and they like start going to sleep.
How ticked off are those animals? Where they're like, oh, this is weird. I wasn't tired yet. Time for night. And then right about the time they're about to fall asleep, the sun comes out again. They're like, what the hell is this? Must suck to be those guys.
Matt, are you excited?
No.
See, I am.
Why? I guess from a historical scientific perspective, I could get it, but I don't care at all that this is happening.
I just think it's cool that it's something that we might not ever see again in our lifetimes.
I can see that.
I'm living till that next one for sure.
You think so? You'll live for another 99 years?
No question. Bet on it.
I don't know. It's just one of those cool things that you don't see it very often. It's kind of spacey. It's a mystery. We don't know. And so here, the eclipse.
What do you mean we don't know? It's just the rotation of the Earth and the moon and everything. It's just the moon blocking out the sun for a little
while.
Okay,
but we've never seen it before. All we've seen of eclipses are from pictures.
Well, in the United States, yes. But total eclipses happen about every 12 to 18 months somewhere in the world. It just depends on where you're at. So technically, if you're a huge eclipse fan, you could fly somewhere every year and see one.
Well, Ryan Russillo was talking about that on the Russillo show yesterday. And
is that the 1 to 3 show that we have?
It is.
On this
you
station?
Can hear it here. One to three.
Our good friend Ryan Russillo.
Every weekday, he's actually flying to, I believe, Wyoming to get a better view of the eclipse.
Well, here's the thing. I think the story on that is I don't know that he was specifically going up there for that. I'm not really sure about that 100%. I only listen to the Ryan Russillo show every day for 2 hours, but. The point is that a lot of people are going to the national parks up there, and basically you can't get a hotel room
You shouldn't go there. You should be going to Carbondale, Illinois.
But I think that it's kind of the same thing, though, because then you're away from the city. You go to a national park because then you're away from the city, and you can get a much different perspective on it.
Okay, so instead of seeing the moon block out the sun, you see what?
Well, no. I don't really understand it either. Because
an eclipse is an eclipse.
Well,
okay, so how it works is there's a big stretch that goes all across the United States, and it starts in the southeast and kind of moves its way up northwest, and there's a big stretch where as it moves, that entire plane across the United States is going to get the full eclipse. Now, here in Dallas, we're only going to get about 75%, so the moon will move in front of the sun, but we're not going to get the total eclipse. We're not in the line of I can't remember exactly what they call it, but the total eclipse, there is a line that moves
and that's the line where the temperatures drop and the ice age hits for like 2 minutes and everything freezes because there's no heat from the sun. What if that happened?
I kind of wish that. I would be much more locked in on this if there was a possibility of that happening.
I would, too. Then I would care. Like, no way.
Okay, so I've got a dilemma for you guys.
Okay.
So my dad was way ahead of this, and he got us all the eclipse glasses.
Okay.
Well, now they're all sold out everywhere, and nobody can get them, and now people are going like crazy. So do I enjoy our couple minutes of a 75% eclipse with my eclipse glasses, or do I try to make a couple bucks off these?
You should always sell those things instantly.
What are they going for on Amazon right now? Any idea? Because to me, if my choice was NES Classic Mini, which sold out very quickly, or Eclipse Glasses, I'm going for the NES Mini.
I'm looking for the SNES Mini that's coming out soon.
Yes, which is also going to go really quick. Mm-hmm. By the way, this Carbondale, Illinois, where supposedly it's going to be the longest duration, is right next to the Shawnee National Forest. It looks like it's maybe 30 minutes from Paducah, Kentucky, just out a couple hours from Evansville, and an hour and a half from St. Louis.
Hmm.
I mean, it's out in the middle of nowhere. Maybe we should have figured this out and gone there to see it.
Broadcast live from out there during
the 2 minutes and 40 second eclipse in Carbondale, Illinois.
Well, I guess my thinking on this is, so it's going to be over basically before you even know it. I don't know how fast people think 2 minutes is. We've been doing this segment for like 8 minutes now already. And so you gear up for all this. You're not really supposed to really look at it unless you have those rip-off sunglasses that Chris's dad got duped into buying.
Yeah, you can't look directly at it. It'll burn your retina.
So
Who saw Deep Impact knows this.
Yeah, you will go blind if you look at it without the... But DJ, you said, who's going to know? I mean, you guys don't even care, and you knew there's an eclipse.
Because everybody's talking about it.
But who's not going to know about the eclipse? But
yeah, I mean, when you're driving around in the middle of the day and all of a sudden it's dark, you'll be like, what happened? Then you'll know it's an eclipse.
I don't know. It doesn't do much for me because you can't really look at it whenever it's happening. It's over before you know it, and everybody's just going to want to look at the high-resolution pictures that, you know, professionals take of the eclipse. Isn't that just going to be way, you know, that's much more likely of what people are actually going to do?
No, I think there will be a ton of people, and I guarantee if you're out in your car driving around, you will see people outside when it's happening here in Dallas, looking through boxes, putting on their glasses. People will leave their office buildings to go see this. And I don't know why. I can't wait to see the eclipse.
Okay, DJ, so you don't care about the eclipse.
I'm going to be much more focused on... What? It's Monday?
Yeah.
What time is it supposed to happen?
You know, it actually works out because I get done at 1 o'clock on Monday.
Well, is that when it hits?
Yeah.
If you don't care, I'm going to let you work for me on Monday while I go outside and watch the eclipse.
Nah, I got to go home. I'm trying to go get lunch or something. I got to go.
What time in Dallas is it supposed to start happening?
We're going to get the 75%, the max eclipse here in Dallas is at 1:08. The official eclipse, where it starts to cover the sun, begins at 11:39 and will run to 2:38. But your max eclipse at 1:08.
You know what, Chris? In lieu of getting paid to come up here on Saturdays, I will work at 1 o'clock.
Yes!
And I will
yes!
let you go outside to see the eclipse. That evens us all out for all of the hours of work that you put in here. I'll let you go out there and watch your cute little eclipse for 2 minutes.
Uh-oh.
And then come back.
Hold up, because Anthony just tweeted this to me. So I appreciate this, Anthony. There will be a total solar eclipse on April 8th of 2024. So 7 years, a little less than 7 years from now. And this upcoming total eclipse will be a total solar eclipse going right over Dallas.
There you go. I told you I'd be alive for the next solar
eclipse.
It will
freeze the lakes, and you can go ice skating for 2 minutes in 2024.
There will be mammoths walking through Victory Plaza because of the new ice age.
It's like that movie. The Day After Tomorrow?
I thought you were going to reference the movie Ice Age.
I wasn't. I haven't seen that. Maybe I have. Who knows? That's awesome. So I'm going to wait till 2024 and then I'll care.
Yeah, I'll skip this one.
Because so I would,
7 years? I can wait that out.
So I would recommend get in on those eclipse glasses early because right now you got to cough up $65 a pop on Amazon.
You're lying.
I'm looking at it right here.
How much money are people making right now with the fake ones?
Sellers immediately. Yeah, like they're really 3D glasses from some movie you went to.
Just the plastic, you know, just the plastic generic glasses.
You sell those and somebody puts them on and looks at the sun, and melts their eyes. Oh, I could have a lot of fun with this.
So yeah, I guess we're now all looking forward to Monday at 1 o'clock.
You guys didn't like that one.
No.
I melting did nothing for you.
That was a swing and a miss, there's no doubt.
We're kind of used to it, I mean. We still like you.
All right, so enjoy that at 1:08. On Monday, it'll be a partial eclipse of the heart here in Dallas. And Bonnie Tyler, who apparently, when this is happening, is going to be singing this song. I saw something like
on
that.
On a boat, I think, somewhere.
So weird.
Yeah.
Good that her career got revived.
Hopefully they'll pipe that through the speakers outside in Victory Plaza when Chris is down there. And he can have a great moment out there.
There's so many things that could go wrong with this, I feel like.
you predict something bad is going to happen from the eclipse?
I've seen too many movies, you know? This is how aliens invade. They use this. Everybody's distracted looking.
No, I'm not a scientist.
You've always got aliens in the back of your mind.
All right. It's Matt McLaren, DJ Ringenberg.